I would use the first slide with pre-A1 starters preparation classes with children around age 7 or 8 years old. I try and elicit the learning aim from the children, what we are learning to, or I would tell them, in our lesson today, we are learning to talk about the sports we want to learn. We are learning to share places we want to play sports, and we are learning to talk about the friends we want to play sports with. Then, at the end of the lesson, I would elicit or ask the children what new vocabulary they have learned in today's lesson to talk about sports and games. I'd ask whether they enjoyed the games we played in the lesson and whether they helped them to learn. I'd ask them to recap where sports can be played in their hometown or city to help them personalise meaningfully and use the vocabulary in a meaningful way. I'll repeat what children say more naturally at times, where necessary, without overt language correction. For the next slide, I would use this with A1 movers preparation classes with children aged around 9 or 10. I'd elicit or tell the children in today's lesson, we are learning to describe our favourite sports and we are learning to describe other favourite activities. At the end of the lesson, I'd use the slide to have the children tell me what new language they learned to describe sports and their other favourite activities. Again, I'd extend this where necessary without overt language correction by repeating what the children say in more natural English chunks. I'd also have the children tell me about the language games they played in the lesson and whether they enjoyed them or not, and whether they want to play the same or similar games in future online lessons. Finally, with the third slide, I would use this with A2 flyers preparation classes online with children aged around 11 or 12 years old. I would try and elicit again or tell the children in today's lesson we are learning to sing a song about a sports club, or and we are learning to write our own verse for that song, and we will sing or rap our new verse for our class. At the end of that lesson, I would have the children sing or rap a few lines of their new verse as a quick recap. I'd also ask them to hold up the verse they wrote to the webcam. Now, this could be with sticky notes, or it could be with a homemade mini whiteboard using a sheet of paper inside a plastic pocket and then writing their verse on top with an erasable marker pen. I would praise their creativity and I'd refer to particular lines that I enjoyed, and I'd ask which lines in their classmates' verses they particularly enjoyed and why. I'd also asked whether they enjoyed singing a song about sports, whether they enjoy learning English using songs, and whether they want more songs in their lessons. These suggestions are ways you can have more of a two-way dialogue between the children and yourself when teaching online. What's important, of course, is that when you do your reflection at the end of each lesson, that you listen to the children's feedback about what they've enjoyed, what they haven't enjoyed, what they need more of, what they need less of, and then you act on this feedback in future online lessons.